The list that we came up with looked like this. Some things that were important to Dennis: making his own pizza, spreading sauce on the dough, and he liked a lot of sauce, learning to toss the dough in the air, owning a pizza cutter, and he wanted one of those shiny silver ones, having lots of toppings, especially olives. He loved black olives. Serving pizza to others on a tray with a cart. We weren't really sure how we were going to do this, but with creative thinking, I think we can accomplish it. Having a sign for his pizza business, while he already had the sketches ready. Having a uniform. And having customers. What was important for Dennis? Having supervision around an oven and a space to cook safely. Understanding proper hygiene when handling food, especially for others. Access to recipes, instructional videos, maybe even a mentor with a pizza cook. Budgeting, shopping, learning about safe handling and storage. Also properly refrigerating and storing items. We'd need to have access to cafeteria supplies. And again, thinking creatively about what could a cart look like? What could it be made from? Access to desired art materials. When looking at his sign, we thought, well, we could probably do this with a scanner, a color printer, maybe a laminator. Again, back to budgeting, and then purchasing a hat and an apron so that we could make him have that uniform that he wanted. And then access to people willing to try his pizza. As you can see from the list, what Dennis described as important to him and what our team identified as important for Dennis to have in place to meet these needs and preferences was actually a very simple list, and it helped everyone organize an action plan to get Dennis as close to his dream of owning a pizza shop. What we did is actualize parts of the dream that were most important to him.